Axel Greylock, Binot said blankly, trying to hide his jealousy. The same Axel Greylock who's in jail right now?
Not for long, Mother said. After your mission to reignite the war succeeds, I need you to retrieve Axel from his imprisonment on Papyre.
He betrayed you! He betrayed all of us! Binot said.
He did. And I'll not let him forget it, Mother said. Her lips thinned. But he does me more good out of jail than inside. She frowned at Binot. Why, child? You don't look enthralled at the idea of reuniting with your good friend.
Axel had only ever flitted in and out of Mother's world when it had been convenient for him these last few years. Binot had always enjoyed those times when they were younger and together. But Axel's work on Iram and Erino had gone horribly. He hadn't killed the Jedi. He hadn't delivered the poisons to the Mother. Now that Axel was gone, Binot was relieved. The truth was that Axel had always been a shiny object that stole the spotlight away from everyone else when he did show up. He'd been enjoying being of more use to the Mother. Axel would distract her again. So instead, he simply smiled, as if a sun just broke through the clouds.
So, how do we do this? Binot said. Do we have Path members on Papyre who can help us?
No,
Mother said, tapping her chin.
But we have access to the nearby communications buoys. There are ways to intercept and corrupt messages. We just need the right one to go through.
But he failed, Binot said. Why give him another chance?
The Mother stood and moved toward the door to leave.
She sighed, as if speaking with Binot was starting to tire her.
It seemed that Binot wouldn't be given the chance to know more of her mind. Perhaps she didn't hold him in as high esteem as he thought. As she put her hand on the door, she paused.
When you know all the moving parts, then you can move them any which way you like, my dear Binot. Even destroying someone because they failed you can be a useful maneuver. If done with a delicate hand, Axel Greylock is still a piece that can be played.
Her eyes flicked upward, as if contemplating the fate of Axel the way someone might ponder which flavor of iced cake to choose for dessert.
You're going to kill him?
Binot asked, trying not to appear surprised.
I might. I might not. But I need him. Make it happen, Binot.
With one last small smile, she left and closed the door behind her. Seconds later, Goy Ganok, a Runan male, came rushing into the room, his hands clasped together and his dark, large eyes wide with excitement.
Goy, Binot said, are you ready? The gaze will be exiting hyperspace soon. It's time to board our transport.
Let's go for the path,
Goy said, his minute teeth glistening as he smiled.
For the Mother,
Binot replied, as Goy excitedly left the room. Binot turned back toward the mirror for a moment and forced himself to stare at his own dark green eyes.
And for me, Binot whispered.